Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 14th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The center of the sky is opening up, and all around the outside in a circular formation, the sky is turning a very deep pink. Directly over Our Lady's statue, I can see this very bright light coming through the sky. Our Lady now is coming forward. She's dressed in a beautiful white gown. Her belting is golden, and Our Lady has upon her head the most beautiful crown I think I have ever seen her wear. It's circular, made of pure gold. It's made in a brilliant, beautiful spun gold. The crown is quite large. It sets directly on Our Lady's head. Our Lady has her mantle, and the crown is set onto the top of her mantle. It comes forward on her head, and directly on the top of the crown is the most beautiful golden cross. Our Lady is turning. She's looking over to the right and the left. Now she's coming closer. Our beautiful mother, she's smiling. She looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady's skirt is blowing. She has nothing upon her feet. They're bare. Our Lady now is reaching to her waist, and she's holding out her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the large Our Father beads of gold. And the Hail Mary beads are a white, but they're catching all of the brilliant colors that are circling Our Lady now. I don't know where the beautiful colors of rainbows are coming about Our Lady. It is fabulous. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary and extending it out in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is placing her rosary across her arm and holding the crucifix in the left hand, and she's motioning now with her first finger to her lips. My child, listen carefully. I come to you as your queen. I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Since I came to you upon these grounds, my child, much has happened. Much has happened to bring great sorrow to our hearts. The evil is accelerating at great pace. My child, you will be subject to much attack from unbelievers. You must not make yourself susceptible emotionally to these attacks. Remember, my child, you must carry the cross. Your country, your leaders, And many countries throughout the world are in great distress. Oh, my children, voices of peace, peace resound in our ears. But there is no peace. There will be no peace because mankind has turned away from the light. He goes further into the darkness. Your country's leaders know much of what is developing throughout your world. The countries that have cast aside their God are now preparing for mankind's destruction. Armaments are gathered by the Antichrist. I hear, my children, voices crying for disarmament. And the louder they cry, the more they gather. I have warned you in the past, my children of the world, of the earth, that you are consorting with evil. You have given yourselves to a diabolical plan of Satan, for you no longer turn your hearts in prayer or humility or love, or even in sorrow. You do not turn to your God, but you go about seeking a man to honor. You give to man a knowledge that is not gained by Satan. Because, my child, I have this knowledge to give to mankind at this time. Because he has set himself up as a god among the nations. The nations shall rise in discord. My child, it is not general knowledge, but those whom your country's leaders are consorting with are plotting. They are waiting. And who will cast the first seed of destruction into mankind? Yes, my children, the world is now approaching enflamement. My child, your country's leader knows what is happening. The truth cannot be told in full through your medias and your newspapers. In the direction from his God, many leaders shall go about pleading for peace. Many leaders know the extent of the buildup of armaments throughout the world, the nuclear destruction that shall be set upon mankind. My children, I do not come to you to bring fear into your hearts. I come to you with facts and knowledge of what is to be if you do not listen to our counsel. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Communism, the enslavement of mankind, the elimination of his God. Communism shall be the scourge of mankind. My children, your vicar is a prisoner in his own house. My children, many mock my counsel. I have given you knowledge in the past of the infiltration of evil into my son's house, his church. And how many act upon this counsel? If you have the heart and the spirit of light, you will act upon my counsel. All my children, go forward as bearers of the light. Do not become discouraged. If you meet with a rebuttal, my children, turn away and go on to another. There are many souls to reach now in this time of Antichrist, my children. The greatest sorrow that smites my heart, my children, is the desecration to my son's body. These abominable acts are being committed by his own in his houses, his churches upon earth. I repeat again that none shall bring the sacred body of my son, his body and blood, to another, but a legally ordained priest with consecrated hands. I say, my children, consecrated hands, blessed hands, washed clean by the Holy Spirit. No man shall render excuses for defilement of my son's body. My children, I repeat, it is better that there be few with quality than quantity with nothing. A simple lesson, my children, must be learned by mankind. There will be no peace unless he turns back from his ways that offend his God and have brought sorrow, great sorrow, to the hearts of all in heaven. Satan roams your world now. He goes forward ravishing the nations. He is now within the octopus of evil, reaching into all forms of human life and works. Recognize, my children, that your battle now is not of human nature, but your battle is the supernatural agents of hell loosed among you. I caution you all, my children, to do not remove your armor, your sacramentals. They were given to you for your protection and reasons that you must accept in faith, if not that you do not have the reasoning to understand. Accept and believe in faith. My child and my children, the Eternal Father is always the final judge of mankind and a man. We do not condone evil, but the Eternal Father is always the final judge. How much is expected of a man in the service of God, my child, you ask? Confidence, love, honor, and a firm knowledge of the faith. I have pleaded through countless visitations upon your earth for parents to retain the faith within their children's hearts in their homes. I caution you, I shout to you, do not hand over the souls of your children to unbelievers. when your children go without your doors, my children, they are subject to all manner of evil. Evil that has entered within your school systems. Evil that is in all medias of communication. And voices cry out, what are we to believe and what is truth? My son is truth. My son is the way. You must read your Bible. I assure you, my children, in the days ahead, you must read your Bible, for this knowledge will be power to you. Satan is crafty. He is the master of deceit and delusion. Even in my son's house, some of his hires now have been caught in the web of deception. Pray for your priests, my children. Pray for your bishops and your cardinals. My child, you must not concern yourself with other places of apparitions. I assure you, you will have all you can handle with your own mission, my child. You must recognize Satan's devious ways. He will set to confuse you by having you involved in chasing other situations, my child, that will cause you to become involved in unnecessary pursuits. I have asked you to remain free from answering your telephone for reason. Now, my child, you will understand why. You must come with quiet of spirit with us, my child. And Satan has every means, even mechanical, to disturb you. In reference, my child, to the sorry situation you have asked me of, you must not concern yourself with that involvement. I need not repeat the consequences to mankind, my child, if they continue to harden their hearts against my counsel. Should mankind force my son's hand upon them, the world as you know it, many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth. The ball of redemption, many shall die in the great flame of this ball of redemption. Oh, my children, God the Father in heaven cries tears of bitter pity, knowing what is to come upon mankind. Do not be deluded, my children, by the agents of Satan among you in human form, who preach doctrines of devils. The truth has been given to mankind through the ages. The Holy Roman Catholic Church of my son will stand. The members shall be reduced to few. Only a remnant, my child, shall carry the banner faithful and true. But the gates of hell shall fight a heavy battle against my son's church. But they shall not succeed. I give you, my children, great heart in the knowledge that you are being tested. All who remain in the light will have nothing to fear, for fear is actually a part of Satan's plan. I give you counsel of what is to be, not to place fear in your hearts, but to prepare you for what lies ahead. Parents have a great responsibility for the salvation of their children's souls. You must be of good example. You must guard your children as their souls are precious gems. Woe to the parent who has shirked his duty and has cast their children to the wolves. I say unto them, they shall cry bitter tears of heartbreak, and there shall be much gnashing of teeth. Listen, my children, take the blindness from your hearts and see with knowing eyes. Do not be blinded to what is happening about you. The Antichrist, you call 666, is now in Rome doing full battle. The Antichrist, known as 666, is now entered upon your world, your country, and every nation upon earth. Are you so blind, my children, that you cannot recognize this yourself? He sows discord among nations. He takes the knowledge of God and replaces it with an honor to man. Man has set himself up to be a god. My children, shall this be a repetition from the beginning of time? A repetition of the same mistakes? Going the same road to perdition? Even in heaven, this test was given of free will to the angels. And Lucifer gave himself over to disobedience and pride. And he lost the light and became the prince of darkness, the tormentor of mankind, the dark deceiver, ever doing battle with the eternal Father. He seeks your souls, my children. He seeks every soul upon earth, and he will not stop in his pursuit. Recognize the forces of evil. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Satan comes to you using persons, places, and things. He has learned much in the past, my children, and he now has learned much in a sophisticated society how to come to you and claim you. No man shall be cast into the abyss unless he goes of his free will. Satan is not the Almighty. The Eternal Father rules over Satan. But in a plan that man, in his limited knowledge of the supernatural, could not understand, Satan is being given this time to test every man, woman, and child of conscionable age. It is the separation of the sheep from the goats. You say, my children, that these are not unusual times, that this has happened in the past. Oh no, my children, these are times such as man shall go through and shall not experience by the time it is over again. These are the days of the days. These are the days approaching the coming of the day of the Lord. Have you, my children, prepared your household? Have you set it in order? Or will you wait and wait and blind yourself with a false optimism until the destruction comes to you? In Rome, my children, the red hats have fallen and the purple hats are being misled. Measure upon measure, Rome, the eternal city, shall be purged by suffering for its turning away from their God. Measure by measure, America the beautiful, shall be purged by trial and suffering for turning away from God. Measure for measure, all countries of the earth shall go through a crucible of trial and suffering for the rejection of their God. My child, how I long to bring you a measure of great cheer. How I long to extend my arms and my heart to you and gather you within my mother's breast. I place my mantle of protection over you all. I consign you, my children, all who hear your mother's voice as bearers of light. Go forward with Jesus, my son, as your confidence. Approach your brothers and sisters, for what greater glory, what greater love can a man give to one another but to even face death to save him? My children, there will be many martyrs emerging from the conflagration. Many crowns shall be won through suffering. It is a battle coming forward now. You are approaching, my children, a battle of the spirits, a war such as mankind has never seen. Many will look and wonder, my children, if mass insanity has set into the minds of mankind. It will, if it progresses, my child, and I hope in my mother's heart that all will listen and receive a reprieve from this trial that will soon come upon you. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice, I beg of you. My children, keep your sacramentals about you and the monuments, the statues in your homes, for all who keep the monuments are to be saved. I cannot reveal now, my child, to all what I have given to you in the past. You will carry this knowledge, my child, in secret. It will bring great penance to your heart and suffering, but you will carry this knowledge in secret until I give you permission to speak, my child, publicly. I bless all my children with graces for cures, and graces for conversion. All who hear my words, they are words of encouragement and perseverance. They are words of confidence. For Jesus, my son, will be your confidence. Ask, and you shall receive. Lift up your hearts with hope, and you shall be given the way. Believe, just believe, and you will receive the light. No man shall be lost in the days ahead, my children, unless he wills it. No man shall fall into hell unless he wills it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Keep all of the books, my children, that you have guarded so well. The enemies of your God know that the time is growing short. They will seek to destroy the good manuals. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and holding it out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, coming down behind Our Lady, the sky is becoming very brilliant. Oh, is it bright! Michael is coming forward. Oh, he is immense. He's holding the balance now, straight in front of him. The golden balance, it looks golden from here. And he's pointing with his spear up to the sky. Now, over on the right side of the sky, there are letters forming W3. That means war. And a big question mark. W3 with a question mark. I, Michael, guardian of the faith, give fair warning to mankind that the Eternal Father, Creator and Master of all, has looked upon you and found you wanting. Measure for measure shall man be brought to his knees by trial. There shall be set upon mankind a great tribulation, such as has been never seen since the beginning of man's creation. And those that pass through this great tribulation shall come forward cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Now the sky is getting very dark. Our Lady is now backing up. She's being carried over to the left side of the sky, and she's standing there. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together like this, in a very prayerful position. Our Lady is bending her head forward, and she's standing there now. And Michael is now coming forward. He's standing directly over Our Lady's statue. He's tremendous in size. Listen well, all mankind of earth. You have received fair warning from the Queen of Heaven. You will listen, or you will receive a just punishment. The world shall be seized by tremors. The firmaments shall be aflame in explosion. And all that is rotten shall fall. Now the sky is getting very, very white. The whole sky is becoming a gray white mass. And Michael is standing over on the right side. He's pointing with a spear. And over on the left side, coming through the sky, is a tremendous red ball of fire. Oh, it's hurling across the sky. I can feel the heat of it. Oh, I feel like it's almost on top of us. And it's shooting out these flames. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like a hot sun. And there's a tail coming behind it. Now there's a teeth breaking off of it. And oh, it's so hot, I can breathe. Oh my. Oh, and there's things falling now from the sky. It looks like dust, I can't see. Oh, and now I see like lights. It's getting very dark. And this ball now is passing through, and there's a stillness. It's a very strange stillness. It's like everything's been knocked out. There's no sound, but I hear screaming. I have voices. Oh, it's horrible.
Glory be to the Father and
oh my, Blessed Mother. Do not be afraid, my child. You will be asleep. I repeat, do not be afraid, my child. The days of suffering are not for you. Oh, mercy. Mercy. Oh, now it's not so hot anymore. And the sky is clearing. I can see a few stars now coming out in the sky. The tremendous heat. It's getting cooler now. Oh, it's most frightening. A lady now is coming for my child. This is part of the great penance I told you of before. It is part of your mission, my child. For blessed are your eyes, for they have seen what many have wished to see and did not. You will, my child, remain in seclusion in your home. You will not move just now. I sent you there, my child, for your safety and reason. Much must be kept within your heart. You must learn, my child, that there are some knowledge that must be not revealed at this time. The mission shall progress, my child, with your help and heart. All will appear before your very eyes. Pray, my child, more. Do not involve yourself with too many worldly pursuits. You will bring them to a minimum for your own sanctification and your well-being. Continue with your prayers of atonement, my children. Many are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Over on the right side, the numbers 82 are appearing in the sky. 82, I don't understand, 82. You will, my child, in time, just remember the numbers 82. Be seated now, my child, and await my son.
You're very hard again.
Right? Oh, I don't think I am. Oh, I'm so tired. Wait a minute.
All right, wait.
I'm exhausted.
You say, ready.
Oh, that heat. Oh, I'm exhausted. Wait a minute. Wait, just give me a chance.
Okay. You say go.
All right.
Up.
Over on the left side of the sky, there's a tremendous beam of light now coming forward. The light is centered down upon us. Now I notice also there is a great circle of light all about the open part of the sky. It's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's completely symmetrical. The circle of light directly above our head. The circle is formed with in the area between the two huge trees. Now, over on our right side, I see many, many figures coming through the sky now. They're wearing white type of gowns. They appear to be angels. No, they are men and women dressed in long white gowns. Saints of the tribulation. Oh, Michael is now coming through the sky. He's directly over Our Lady statue. He is immense. I wish I could put into human words Michael's appearance. He is not out of proportion, but he's a tremendous size. It seems that his whole chest. He's wearing a long white robe also and carrying the golden balance in his right hand and this spear-like sword, I don't know what you'd call it, a long stick with a pointed sword on the end. He's carrying that. The sword is pointed upwards. Now he's standing and looking down. I cannot describe Michael's face because I do not see a face as we know it. I see features, but they're indistinct. But his hair, I cannot miss his hair. He has a golden colored hair, completely metallic looking, sort of like, I can't explain it. It doesn't look like human hair. It looks absolutely brilliant and metallic, a golden color. Now Michael is pointing over to our right side with his spear. See, my child, the martyrs who come out of the tribulation. And I see a great many people all dressed in a white fashion. They have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. Oh. Now Michael is going across, and he's, I don't know how you can explain the way he is posing over, standing on the left side. He's still pointing over to the figures of the martyrs of the tribulation. Now, directly over Our Lady statue, the sky is becoming very lighted, a beautiful light blue, and now the blue is fading. It's like an opening in the sky, like there's something high up there that's completely opening up. Oh, Jesus is coming forward now. Oh, he has on a red cape about his shoulders. It's quite windy because his hair is blowing. His hair touches his shoulders. I can't describe the color. His hair has a reddish cast, but I do believe it may be coming from the reflection of the light on his cape that makes it look reddish cast. Jesus has on a cream-colored gown with a corded belting around his waist, and he has on brown skin-like sandals. They only have one, they're like thongs, one piece of leather-like material, and it's belted and goes around his ankle. I don't know how he keeps his shoes on. Now Jesus is now shifting his cloak over onto his left arm, and he's placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand on his heart. My child and my children, I need not warn you to listen well and follow the direction of my mother. She has come to you with a mother's heart of pity. She comes before the Eternal Father and pleads for your repatriation. She stands before you as a mediatrix between God and man. My hand grows heavy. I tolerate with sorrow the abominations that now continue to add on in man's pursuit of worldly pleasure and gain. Man, in his allegiance with evil, has set himself now fast onto the road to his own destruction. I say unto you that the day will soon be upon mankind, the time of great tribulation, such as mankind has never experienced since the creation of earth, and shall never see again at its completion. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth in these days. my children, I accept in suffering, in patience, and with a consolable heart, the abominations against my nature and my divinity in the Father and in the Spirit. For I will not tolerate the abuses to my mother. You who have cast aside the knowledge of my birth, accepting to degrade my mother in your hypocrisy and rejection of truth, the Eternal Father chose my mother before her beginning on earth to be the receptacle for my entrance onto your earth. My mother was conceived without sin. She knew not the stigma of sin, the original sin of mankind from the first parents. She was destined from the beginning of time in the knowledge of the Eternal Father to be a spotless receptacle for my entrance into your world. My mother is not and was not an ordinary woman. My mother was ever virgin. My mother bore me forth without pain and knowledge of my entrance until the sound of the babe awakened her and her spouse, her pure spouse, Joseph. My mother knew not man before or after my birth. My mother, as was written in the book of old, was ever virgin. How dare you degrade her, O man of little faith? And where are you, loose shepherds, despoilers of my fold? I say unto you, you shall receive measure for measure, a just judgment. Bishops in my house, shepherds that have cast aside the roles of shepherds, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, I shall cast you into the abyss and spit you out as venoms into the flames. My house has become a meeting ground of robbers and thieves, self-seeking instruments of Satan. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. And what do they gain? What does it matter if you gain all the treasures that the earth has to give you, for you come over the veil with nothing? You will go out as you came in. But those who are of knowledge prepare to come over the veil, and they gather as ransom for their souls the graces I have given knowledge of you of, graces that you reject. I say unto you, heaven, paradise was created for all who seek it. But many are called, but few are chosen. All who cry, Lord, Lord, shall not enter. into the kingdom. I see into your hearts. Man may judge you from your exterior, but I see into your hearts. The Eternal Father waits for you to reverse your ways. The Eternal Father waits for you to restore my house to its former glory. Stop running about seeking another master while you pile up riches of gold and silver that shall melt in the firmaments. While you gather power, and what power do you have but for the destruction of mankind? In your blindness for power, you lose all charity of heart to your neighbor. You seek to forcefully enslave him. And for what? I say unto you, as your God, that the day is near at hand, the day of reckoning for many. Turn back now while you have time, for the sands are running out. I say unto you, as your God, that there shall be a tribulation set upon mankind, and none shall escape the test. Have you prepared your household? Are you ready, my children? Has my mother come upon you and among you to have you turn and toss off her warnings and counsel? I say to you, the day is near at hand. All who are of well spirit at that time will go through this tribulation with confidence. But woe to the man who has sold his soul to Satan. My children, I do not wish to enlarge upon or add to my mother's counsel. I say unto you, you are living now in an age, the age written of, given, the knowledge given to the prophets of old, left to you by John. You are now living the days of the apocalypse. Everything shall unfold. Even the scroll that lay hidden shall unfold. Man shall gain knowledge. The evil forces of your world shall bring knowledge upon your world, that man shall rise to the heavens as God. I say unto you, he shall be brought down from the stars. My children, the power of prayer is great, for prayer transcends your soul into the realm of heaven. I speak in simple language to you, to raise your voices to heaven in silent prayer. Seek and you will find the way. I repeat, no man shall be lost except of his own free will. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and in the countries throughout the world. Rome, the eternal city, shall be tested by trial. Your holy father, Vicar Pope Paul VI, shall be crucified. And I say unto you, unless great penance is performed for your fallen hierarchy, Rome shall go through a revolution. And my child, you will retain the message of my mother in secrecy until she allows you to give it to the world. Much has been made known in the past by my mother. Review for your knowledge her counsel of the past. For step by step, all will happen as my mother counseled. My children, parents of the young, remember, you have nothing to gain but sorrow if you neglect the rearing of your children in sanctity and holiness. Do not expect to find this holiness in my house now, my children, but do not run away. Stay and fight. Retain my church. The numbers will be reduced to the few, but better, my children, there is quality of few instead of quantity with nothing. Yes, many martyrs shall come in these days of tribulation. The saints of the latter days. But I say unto you, it will be a war of spirits, and many crowns shall be gained. Persevere, my children. Raise up your voices in hope and say, my Jesus, my confidence. Remember, whenever you find the mission difficult, you say, my Jesus, my confidence. You are never alone in the battle. Many miracles and phenomena shall come among you. You will be guided by them, but seek well that they come not from Satan. You must give it a test. A test of the spirits. Do not be apprehensive, my child. You will learn to recognize these phenomena. Better that prayer now is a guide to all. Jesus now is raising his hands up like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to the left side, directly above the tree, and he's now grasping his cloak. It's very windy up there, and he's raising his hand out like this. His fingers are extended, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming up behind Jesus. I didn't notice she was standing over on the left side. And now Michael also is leading the way. Michael is carrying a... it's not the gauge anymore this he had, but he's got like I don't know what, it's an urn, and he's shaking it back and forth, and all this, it must be incense. He has the urn, and as they're going across the sky, he's shaking this golden cup on a beautiful golden chain-like string. And all this incense, or whatever the smoke is coming out. And they're proceeding across the sky. Now Michael has stopped, and he's still shaking this incense, or whatever it is. And Our Lady is coming forward, and she's nodding. It must be incense. Yes. Now Jesus is standing. Our Lady now is holding out her scapula. Our Lady has a tremendous size brown scapula, large pieces of cloth. I don't see any writing, anything, though they look like very dark brown pieces of cloth, very large. Our Lady is holding that out in her right hand. Now she's taking her rosary and she's extending the rosary also, the rosary and the scapula. And now Jesus is looking over. And he's raising his hand now. He's there directly over Our Lady's statue, very, very high up into the sky. And there are now beams of light coming out of Jesus' hands. Oh, it's fantastic. The lights are coming down straight across the statue, down onto the ground here. It's, oh, tremendous beams of light. They're like crystal. They're very cut glass like crystal. And they're hitting down onto the ground. Now, Jesus, now, the light is dimming on his right hand, and I notice the light seems to be just evaporating, but the left hand light, his hand, I can't explain it, the light is still coming down in very heavy streaks of crystal clear like glass. Now, Jesus is extending his right hand, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now has moved forward. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hey, Veronica. Reset. Hold it there.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 14, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.